When you left school at 14, you went to work, it was wartime, you went to work with the Timber Girls. When did you go to the forestry Strathdern? What age were you then?
Oh, I was driving my father's lorry, and it must have been in the 50s when I was up there. You know where the wood was? It's the only place that you see stones and rocks and all the rest of it on the side. That's where we cut all the wood there.
Yes.
And they never planted it. And I don't know why, because there was some great timber come out of it. It was all larch that had taken a long time to grow. And a lot of the... And that larch, the biggest stuff, the biggest trees, went to Fraserburgh to make boats.
Boat building?
Boat building, that's right.
With the larch, right.
With wooden boats. That's a lot of it went from there. And the smaller ones, I was driving a lorry then, and it was going to Ruthie Marcus. That's the smaller cuts, you know.
And what would they use that for?
At Ruthie Marcus was for, fencing or...
Yes, hosts.
Most of that, you see. Mm.
So you didn't live at Glen Mazarin, you stayed here?
I stayed here, yes.
But you went up to do your work?
Aye.
Right. And you had horses up there?
We had two horses up there. Mm. We had two horses up there, and also a caterpillar, you know, puts wee trucks on it, yeah. And I was driving it, and it was just up steep as that going up the hill. And but most of the trees, when they were huge trees, actually, when they were cut by hand, there were no chainsaws in them days, and when they were cut with the hand, they struck the roots. And away they went, right down across the road. Some of them landed in the river.
Did they?
Oh, in the front door. And you know, no signs up in the road. Nothing like that. No accidents.
How many men worked with you?
At that stage.
Mm. You say you felled them by hand.
There were six of them. Aye.
So did you use the two-handed saws?
That's right.
Yeah. And these workers, did they leave every evening and come back, or did some of them live in Strathdern?
No.
Come back with you?
No, they all came, this did, Corbridge, yeah.
Came back here, yes.
So we used to go up every day to work up.
Quite early in the morning.
But, you know, I often think when we were there, and you'll easily notice the place, it's the only place that there's nothing growing on.
Oh.
And yet they had great wood of it.
Yes, and they never replanted it.
Oh, which is a shame, you know.
Mm.
Because, you know, to see it, nice wood grown like that, and what it was used for.
Yes.
It's been between Cootenafair and
right.
Glen Marsden, actually.
Yeah. The horses... Did they have stables, or were they left
outside? Yes, we had a stable there.
Mm.
And there's a fellow, he's in Corbridge now, by the name of George McGilvery, and they were born and brought up there. There was a big family of them. Not far where your church is.
Tullarissey.
Aye. Tullarissey, there was a school there. Mm. You know that?
Yes.
And they stayed, it's difficult to explain to you, but you would know it. It's you can see it up in the hill, not far from the Lorissey,
mm-hmm.
where he stayed.
Because the old school now has been made into two houses.
That's right.
Yes.
Aye.
So it's up the hill where he lived, from there.
Aye. Oh. Way past the church, but...
Yes.
It's a kind of twisted road, and he's in the top.
Yes.
That's where he was there.
Mm.